Hello, I am Dr. David Matto, and this is a Slice Your Age quickie.
Welcome to Slice Your Age, the show where we help you live stronger, thinner, healthier, and happier. Now, here's your host and personal coach, Dr. David Matto.
Hey there, it's Dr. Dave, and welcome to Slice Your Age for us, another Slice Your Age quickie. This is a short one. I've got a lot to tell you today in a very short amount of time. That's why I'm calling it a quickie. It's not an official episode. This is going to be about what happens when you have a setback. Now, a setback can be, it could be anything from, you kind of start eating the wrong foods again, you start gaining weight, you have a problem with money at work, with a relationship. Something happens in your life that causes a setback. We all have them. Nobody, and I mean nobody, is immune to them. So if you're listening right now and you think you can never have a setback or you have not had a setback, come on now. We can all have them. So I'm going to talk to you just real briefly about what to do when you reach that point where you think you're kind of in a tough time. But before we do that, real quickly, I want to let you know that for the past over 1 year since we started this Slice Your Age podcast, a brand new episode will come out every Thursday. That's the way I've been doing it since it started. But we're trying something new for the new year. We are going to be releasing all new episodes on Monday from now on. So even though it's Thursday now when this is being released, this is a quickie to let you know that the next full episode is going to be coming out this coming Monday and all subsequent Mondays. We think it's going to work pretty well for you, so make sure you come back and check out all new episodes, including the latest one, including the next one, I should say, this coming Monday. Yes. And let's get right into this quickie because we don't have a lot of time with quickies. Remember, quickies are short ones, not like the full episodes. And there's no editing. It's kind of down and dirty, raw, whatever I say, you hear. So let's talk about quickies now. Let's talk about setbacks, I should say, not about quickies. We don't want to talk about quickies. We want to talk about setbacks. Maybe we talk about quickies another time. But anyway, have you ever had one? Have you ever had a setback? Again, maybe you were on a really great eating plan, but for some reason or another, you kind of got off of it and start eating things that you're not supposed to put in your mouth. Well, again, that's happened. That's happened to so many people. I am very, very strict with my eating. I can't really say that it happens to me, but there are certain things that I try to stay away from as far as even sugary things. Right now, I'm cutting out as much fruit as possible because I'm testing something, and I'll let you know the results of the test in a few weeks. Suffice to say, I'm actually not eating much fruit now, or very little. I'd say no fruit or nothing sweet, including fruit. And I'm going to let you know a little bit more about that, as I said, in a future episode. But back to the setbacks. It could be nutrition. It could be eating. It could be it could be weight gain. Maybe for some reason you're not exercising as much as you used to, and you see the pounds starting to come back on. It could be something happening at work. Maybe there's a serious problem at work. Maybe you lost a job. That can be really, really tough. Maybe you're going through a tough financial situation. Maybe you just don't have money to pay some bills right now. You're trying to juggle bills. You got student loans coming in. Who knows? I don't know what it could be. But, we've had setbacks. We've had setbacks in relationships, problems with family members, with friends. The list goes on and on and on. So what do we do when we get into a situation where we're in a setback? We've got a tough time. Well, the most important thing to do is to realize that it's only temporary. There's no setback that's going to be permanent in your life. I promise you that if you work on the solution. So as bad as things might seem, you got fired from a job, you're getting divorced, your spouse walked out on you, you lost your best friend. Again, it goes on and on and on. Maybe a loved one passed away. Again, we all have setbacks, tough times in our lives, but take a step back, relax, take a deep breath, meditate. It's going to be fine. I promise you it's going to be fine. I've had many setbacks in my life. I've had financial situations that I had to get out of. So we all have them. But the most important thing is to realize that you can get out of this. You definitely can. And if you go into the mode where you start worrying and you're anxious and you start to feel sorry for yourself and you think there's no way out, then that's when things get worse. And it's kind of like a snowball effect and you just get into a really, really tough situation. So we can get out of it. We're going to work it out. So let's take a deep breath. Try to meditate every morning if at all possible, especially when you're going through some type of a setback. I mean, I meditate every morning anyway, but it's mega, uber important when you're in a situation where there's a setback taking place. And then what you do is simply figure out the solution. Again, if it's, let's use financial as an example. If it's a financial setback, then you've got to figure out how to get the money that you might need to pay a bill, if that's what it is. And again, that could be maybe finding a part-time job, working more, spending less money than you make, selling something. I don't know, but I'm telling you something. Again, there is a solution. I promise you, there is. There is. If it's an eating problem, if you kind of got off the wagon and you're eating junk or sweets or whatever it might be, again, There's no better time than to start fresh than right now. So whatever has happened has happened. It's already done. You can't do anything about it. You can't change the past. But you can say, starting now, I am not going to put another piece of junk in my mouth. I'm not going to eat any more processed food. If you're vegan and you started by some chance eating some animal products again, you can say, look, I made a mistake. I'm not going to put any more animal products in my life again, starting now. And then do it. Do it. But again, there is a solution for any kind of problem, any kind of setback. If it's the loss of a loved one, then, you know, you got to grieve and you got to go through a point where you're feeling maybe horrible, maybe sad, maybe lost or empty. But that will pass. That will definitely pass. Time has a way of curing everything. I'm telling you from firsthand experience, time absolutely will cure everything what you're going through, but you have to help it out sometime. It's not just going to do it by itself. You've got to take the lead, be positive, enroll your friends, enlist your friends, or enroll your friends as support team for you, family members, whatever it takes. Be honest with people. Let people know about your setback. Don't keep it in. If you've got a problem, let your friends and family members know all about it. They will support you like you wouldn't believe. But I know you can get through it. And if you have a question, if you're not sure what to do, send me an email. It's as easy as just emailing sliceyourage@gmail.com. It'll get right to me personally. Feel free to. I'm here for you. It's not a problem. That's what I do. So again, I hope I've helped you even just a little bit. And remember, the full episode, it's going to be a great one. It's going to be fantastic. You're not going to want to miss it. It's coming up Monday and every Monday, every subsequent Monday after that. We're going to give it a try, see how it works. I think the beginning of the week is going to be good. It's a good time to get a fresh episode out there as opposed to the Thursday. So let's see how it works out. I will talk to you soon. Remember, you are no longer alone. You've got Dr. Dave. You got me, Slice Your Age. We're doing it together. I will talk to you soon. Goodbye.
Thank you for listening to Slice Your Age. You are no longer alone on this journey.
Slice Your Age.